IQ skill number 9. Self-mastery and personal development. It's time to upgrade your future. You know, it was Thomas Edison that said, quote, "If we all did things we were capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves," unquote. There's a story about two neighbors who lived near each other in the mountains. They were quite competitive and always testing each other's strength. One day, the first neighbor challenged the second. They would see who could chop the most wood in 3 hours. The second neighbor agreed to the challenge. The first neighbor started out strong, and as he chopped away, the second neighbor chopped for only 10 minutes and then sat down under the shade of a large tree. The first neighbor could not believe his neighbor's laziness. To his surprise, the second neighbor continued to take these 10-minute breaks each hour for the duration of the contest. Finally, the 3 hours had passed. Not having paused to take even a single break, the first neighbor was sure victory was his. To his dismay, he found that the second neighbor had chopped twice as much wood as he had. In disbelief, he said, "That's impossible. You took a break every hour." Without batting an eye, the second neighbor replied, "I wasn't resting. I was sharpening my axe." Great persuaders all adhere to an intensive personal development program. They know that dull knives work the hardest. So keeping themselves sharp is of the utmost importance. Average persuaders don't consider personal training to be worthwhile. They figure working harder is the answer. They also assume that they'll figure it out on their own sooner or later, maybe from reading a book or two. They also think it's too expensive to learn from the best. Great persuaders know that experience is the best teacher and that there's a lot to be learned from books, but that having an expert guide them through an experience dramatically shortens the learning curve. Instead of being a painful expense, intensive training is an incredible investment. This is why successful persuaders can work half as hard but get twice the results. Have you ever been in the situation of breaking your back with effort and then seen someone else hardly lift a finger only to run circles around you? This extremely frustrating scenario can often be traced back to the more successful person having a solid training or a personal development program in place. You were not truly educated unless you are learning and growing every day. Learning from others, your experiences, your mentors, your coaches, books, training programs, seminars, and CDs. You should spend time every day contemplating what you have learned and applying it to your future. Take time to think about what happened during the day. What did you do well? What could you do better? Are you wasting valuable time? Failing to work on personal development and ongoing training is like putting your paycheck in the trash after you've earned it. Just like a computer, if you don't upgrade yourself, you will become obsolete to both yourself and your future. And I always hear the phrase, "Oh, I'll figure it out on my own." But the most impeding attitudes of mediocre persuaders. It may eventually prove true, but only after pain, stress, time spent, money blown, and costly mistakes. As common as it is, this line of reasoning is not how great persuaders think. They know someone else has already figured out what they need to know. They magnify their productivity by maximizing their gifts and strengths and paying others to do the same when they are confronted with the issues that are outside their expertise. Think of some of the most brilliantly successful people you know. Chances are they focus on what they are good at and don't waste their time on the things they are not. This is why they excel. For example, trying to build an amazing website when you have no computer savvy will be a long process that will divert your attention from areas where you can get impressive results with significantly less effort. And in the end, it's likely that you will have the extremely discouraging and disheartening experience of finding that even after exhaustive effort and precious time spent, your site is not what it could have been if you'd left it to an expert web designer. The time spent and the money lost, that would be the loss of income because it took you so long and didn't do it right, is not worth it. There is no money saved in the long run. There is only money lost. And I can assure you that "I'll figure it out on my own" attitude is completely absent from the millionaire mindset. Such individuals do not get to be millionaires by squandering their time, energy, and resources in their areas of weakness. They excel because they learn to leverage their areas of natural strength and leave the rest to the experts. Early in my career, I used to say, "Oh, I'll figure it out on my own. How hard can it be?" Over the years, the phrase has cost me millions of dollars. I remember going to a stock market seminar that dealt with learning how to trade. It was going to cost me over $10,000 to attend additional training. So I decided in favor of figuring it out on my own. I got burned when I lost 3 times the amount I would have spent on training. And the students who attended the additional classes, the ones that invested up front, learned the proper skills and became great traders. I lost out by not allowing the experts to teach me the right skills. It was a great day indeed when I realized that all the problems and obstacles I was encountering in life and in business had already been solved or figured out by someone else. Someone had already found the answers to all my problems. I could either pay them to teach me or end up paying far more in the school of hard knocks. I'd pay more, not just financially, but with time, energy, devotion, and commitment. I'd pay more, and that's not just financially, but with my time, energy, devotion, and commitment. Successful persuaders do not care how much it costs to learn the skills. They are only concerned with their return on investment. If you wanted to learn how to fly, would you just try to figure it out on your own? Would you read the best book on learning how to fly and then hop in a plane and learn along the way? No, of course you wouldn't. This is because the stakes would be so high. You'd likely end up losing your life. But if you're falling short, missing the mark, and experiencing pain and frustration that could have been avoided, isn't it the same as not having really lived the life you were meant to live anyway? If you're not reaching your goals and your aspirations and your dreams, if you're wondering what's taking so long, it's probably because of the phrase, "I'll figure it out on my own." That's not how successful persuaders, successful millionaires think. None of the problems we will experience in life are new. All our potential challenges have already been experienced and solved by someone else. So, why struggle to solve them yourself when you can find someone else who already has? There is someone out there, seminar leader, a coach, a mentor, who can make a difference in your life. Find people who are experts in their field. Ask questions, attend seminars and workshops. Take college classes. Success is an open book test. The answers are all right in front of you when you're willing to look for them. George Matthew Adams said, quote, "There's no such thing as a self-made man. We are made up of thousands of others. Everyone who has ever done a kind deed for us or spoken one word of encouragement to us has entered into the makeup of our character and our thoughts as well as our success." Unquote. So what is your personal development program? And what constitutes a personal development program? Well, as we monitor top persuaders, they take a multifaceted approach, and that includes books, audios, seminars, coaching, and mentoring. Any single method is incomplete. They all reinforce each other. The basic foundation of a personal development program is books, just like high school is the foundation for college. Personal success expert Brian Tracy says, if you can get yourself to read 30 minutes a day, you're going to double your income every year. Other findings suggest that if you can read up on a particular topic for even just 30 to 60 minutes a day, it'll only take you a few years to become an expert in that field. And it is interesting to note that most top-tiered homes, as far as price, have libraries. It is also a fact that millionaires watch less TV than those stuck in poverty. This demonstrates the powerful and direct connection between a personal study program and income level. So consider some of these numbers. 58% of the U.S. adult population never reads another book after high school. 42% of college graduates never read another book. 80% of U.S. families did not buy or read a book last year. 70% of U.S. adults have not been in a bookstore in the last 5 years. That Chinese proverb that says, a book tightly shut is but a block of paper. So with that said, reading is often a beginner persuader's only approach. It is rarely effective alone. Most people will not retain and apply all they read. But reading does reinforce principles that you're working on that you've learned from a seminar or a coach. It's definitely time better spent than watching TV. The realistic truth about books, and believe me as an author, this is hard to say, that the chances of you finishing a book that you have bought and applying one principle from that book is less than 1%. Audio programs are another perfect way to reinforce new ideas you're working on. Think of all the time spent while commuting. Don't waste away the time listening to the radio. Instead, turn your car into a workshop by listening to educational and motivational CDs. When you are focusing on your development, you are using your mind, your knowledge, and your skills. When you employ this trio of self-assets, you will find previously untapped motivation. You will develop a sense of urgency in a direction that will bring you to higher levels of success. You cannot be successful until you decide to explode out of your comfort zone and attempt the things that will stretch and challenge you. Great persuaders learn to develop their hunger for knowledge and personal development. They want to grow, improve, and accomplish the things that they were not able to do in the past. When our capacity for growth and understanding increases, our self-esteem, optimism, and success also increase. Great persuaders have never arrived. They are always learning. They are always growing. If you don't develop your mind, it will starve. Going without food will leave you hungry, but after a few days, the hunger pains will cease. When you neglect to feed your mind for months, you will no longer feel the need for personal growth. The ironic thing is you'll start to feel like you know everything. Your mind needs to be continually exercised and nourished. It cannot live on junk food alone. The brain is a muscle that needs to be worked. Try sitting in the same chair for 3 months without getting up and walking around. When you do finally try to get up, your legs will not work. The same is true with your mind. If you're on cruise control, or when you mindlessly watch TV, your brain is not exercised. In fact, we know that thinking burns more calories than watching TV. Seminars and workshops are one of the most effective ways to maximize your personal development program. They give you a chance to set aside 2 or 3 days for intensive study to really zero in on specific topics and skills. Books and audios are a great start, but in a seminar workshop setting, you can take it to the next level. There is no substitute for going out of your way to meet with other individuals who are committed to the same ideals. A group of enthusiastic and energetic individuals who have been brought together by a common interest create a unique kind of synergy that cannot come about in any other way. Oftentimes, a seminar gives us just what we need to get the fire burning, to obtain new and exciting ideas, strategies, and techniques. Seminars are also tremendous opportunities for networking, which served you long after you've left the classroom. Because of the value seminars offer that cannot be gleaned in any other way, top persuaders make sure they incorporate them into annual planning, securing funds, and arranging attendance, often months in advance. An even quicker, more powerful, and cost-effective way to enhance personal development is to enlist the help of a mentor or a coach. A mentor can be defined as an individual who has superior experience, knowledge, and awareness, and who is committed to providing insight, advancement, and support to one's career or life. Why is this the best option? Mentors and coaches have been there before, figured it all out, and can therefore spare you immeasurable time, money, frustration, and disappointment. They also bring detachment to the table, enabling them to give you truly objective and realistic advice. Coaching has increased in popularity in the recent years, and the results have been astounding. An obvious analogy is to compare coaching in life to coaching in sports. Take Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods as examples. Even with their innate gifts, they each committed enormous time, energy, and resources to working with the very best coaches. Their brilliant successes would not have come if they relied solely on reading books, listening to audios, or even attending occasional intensive clinics and workshops. As serious athletes, they knew that in order to realize their fullest possible potential, they needed to surround themselves with knowledgeable, experienced, wise coaches and mentors. Whatever your field is, do you take it seriously? If you took it as seriously as Michael Jordan does basketball or Tiger Woods does golf, how much better would you be? The bottom line is, the research shows that mentors increase performance, lower turnover, increase job satisfaction, and obviously increase sales. The reality is, how long do you want it to take you? If you've got all the time in the world, and it's not that important to you, it's okay to figure it out on your own. If it was just a hobby, something you do on the side, that's okay. If you want to speed up the process, books and audios is a great way to do that. If you want to do it even faster, go to the seminars and the workshops. But the quickest and easiest way to become successful that has the greatest return on investment is finding a coach and a mentor. So, to better paint the picture of just how profound and far-reaching the effects of coaching can be, I have outlined, and this is from feedback from top persuaders, some specific ways coaches and mentors work and enhance performance. See, what great coaches do is they role-play. Better to make a mistake with a coach or mentor than with your audience. They can listen to your presentation. It raises their self-esteem. They evaluate and offer feedback. They also hold you accountable. They offer support. They help you develop new skills. They encourage and motivate. They follow up. They help you overcome your fears. They listen and critique. They teach self-confidence. They offer encouragement. They give personalized one-on-one attention. They help you adapt to new conditions. They prepare you for the future. They help in negotiations, and they assist with account planning. That is what a great coach does, and the results are astounding. The research shows it increases revenue, increases productivity, it raises accountability, the ego becomes less of an issue, you improve yourself, customer retention, employee retention, communication, it improves morale, it lowers turnover, increases confidence, it enhances team synergy, and it reinforces other training. There is one last thing to keep in mind when it comes to mentors. No mentor will ever come to you and ask if you want to be mentored or coached. It's just like a junior high school dance where everyone sits against the walls hoping to be asked to dance. You have to find the courage and inspiration to do the asking. You must be proactive and understand that all mentorship will cost you time or money. All successful people will talk of someone who mentored them and changed their life. The individuals that we look up to often intimidate us, but very often you'll find that they are actually quite open to sharing their thoughts and ideas if you only ask them. I have found that top persuaders are more than willing to share their secrets of success, but no one asks. Have you ever asked? You will be surprised by how willing people are to give, teach, and help take you to the next level. Just remember, they won't ask you if you need help. Take a top producer to lunch, pick up the tab, and pick their brain. People are usually quite surprised by how easy and profitable it is to learn from the best. Another proverb, a single conversation with a wise man is worth a month's study of books. The biggest eye-opener for most people about personal development is the return is always much greater than the cost. 10 times greater than the cost. With all this talk about the importance of implementing a personal development program, you might say, well, how is it possible? How do these people have time or resources for reading books and listening to audios? How am I going to afford a 3-day intensive workshop? Or scarier yet, a long-term one-on-one coaching. And if this kind of training has such an impact, not only on the individual, but also on the companies they represent, why don't employers make this training easier to pursue? Unfortunately, most people don't get past these questions and end up doing nothing to enhance their personal development, even on a basic level. As I mentioned earlier, most people will never even pick up a nonfiction book again after graduating from high school. Less than 5% of the population will ever attend a non-required seminar in their lifetimes. And even among rookie persuaders, most will attend only one. Many times we hope that those above us or around us would support and advocate training, but most of them don't. But those that are stuck in mediocrity don't see the value. Many bosses and managers are so busy that they don't invest in training even for themselves. And if they don't see the value in getting it for themselves, they most assuredly won't see the value in investing it for their employees. Often they don't believe that training will truly enhance performance, or they won't act without incentive or assurance of the outcome up front. And they say there's no time or resources for training. But saying there's no time or resources for training is like saying, I have no time for a time management course. I'm too stressed to learn about stress management. I don't have enough sales to pay for sales training. I have too much debt for debt counseling. I don't have enough energy to exercise. There's no time to buy gas for the car when the tank's empty. I'm not going to water the plant until it starts growing. I'm too sick to go to the doctor. I'm in too much pain to go to the dentist. I'll learn to swim when I'm drowning. It's amazing to hear average persuaders say, I already know all this stuff. I heard it before. Then you ask them why they're not more successful. You'd better duck as the rationalization, excuses, and blame come out. You will never hear a top persuader say, I've heard that before. They always say, I appreciate the review. There is always something to work on, a skill to fine-tune, or a fundamental to practice. Can you imagine a professional basketball player refusing to constantly and consistently practice the fundamentals? You will never hear, I'm doing okay at free throws. I don't need to practice anymore. I already know how to do it. I can walk into someone's office and know how successful he is based on his mentors and training. I could ride in a top producer's car and know instinctively never or rarely listen to the radio. That's because they are constantly listening to personal development audios instead. They are on the top of their game because they have made continuous personal development a top priority. Great persuaders on average set aside 5 to 10% of their annual income for personal development. And it's interesting what Moses Ezra said, Men hate most what they cannot understand. If you are skeptical about incorporating a personal development program into your own life or into your workplace, we all need to remember that personal development is a good investment. Just like a great tax accountant. Great tax accountants always pay for themselves and then some. So it is with personal development. The return on investment dramatically outweighs any financial pinch you may feel up front. Average persuaders spend 1 to 5 hours a week on personal development. And what do they get? Average results. Guess how much time top persuaders spend on personal development? 10 to 20 hours a week. And it shows. Another study found that only 5% of active full-time persuaders ever invest in their own personal growth. And you guessed it, they earn the top 5% of the income. Let's consider some of the many ways your organization can benefit from personal development training. First of all, the interest in investing in individuals in and of itself speaks volumes to employees. If they know you care about them, they will be more dedicated and more earnest. The Gallup organization conducted interviews with more than 25,000 managers and found that managers who helped their employees grow and develop were significantly more likely to have engaged employees. Also, personal development programs often show exciting short-term results in addition to long-term ones, including increased confidence and retention. Did you know that an unsuccessful representative or employee who quits costs a company on average of $150,000 to $300,000? Part of personal development is also learning to master your product. There is no doubt that great persuaders know their product, service, idea, and business. I have found that most great persuaders are using their own product or service. Through such use, they have experienced what their audience will experience. You must know every possible thing about your industry. Nothing is going to surprise a great persuader. They are up to speed on the economy, the industry, the company, and the competition. The time and energy you invest at this level will define your position with respect to top persuaders. Statistics tell us that 22% of persuaders feel they have a great product knowledge. How well do you know your product, service, or idea? How well do you know customers, your industry? Do you read trade journals and magazines? Do you go to the trade shows? Do you understand the current advertising campaigns? What about installation and protocol, annual reports, demonstrations? What are the credit risks? What training's available? What are the market trends, the business news, the market conditions? Become an expert in your field and ponder these questions. Do you know everything about your product or service? Do you know everything about your competition? What about your product or service weaknesses, strengths, advantages, disadvantages? How will the economy hurt or help your business? What percent of the market do you and other competitors have? Why are people loyal to your product or service? Do you know your pricing structure, delivery options, warranties, maintenance, care, product lines, finance terms, service records, guarantees, marketing and advertising strategies? Learn your product. Knowledge is power. It's been said, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. The more you learn, the more you realize how little you know. I have found it very interesting that the reverse also seems to be true. The less you learn, the more you think you know. As the saying goes, ignorance and arrogance go hand in hand. If we're not working on ourselves, we don't realize the wealth of knowledge out there waiting for us. We are living in the information age, and if you don't spend time learning, keeping up with technology, and increasing your knowledge base, you will fall so far behind that it will be extremely difficult to catch up. Knowledge is the key to success in today's world. Studies consistently demonstrate that those who are learning and growing every day are more successful and optimistic about life. It is interesting to compare the mindsets of average persuaders with those of great persuaders regarding ongoing training and education. Average persuaders say, it's too expensive, or I don't have time, and they leave it at that. They dismiss it without careful deliberation it deserves. Great persuaders investigate, they do research, and then base their decisions on the answers to that question. What is the return on my investment? Education and personal development are never expensive. Ignorance and lack of success are expensive. And that's why I love what Dennis Waitley said, quote, never become so much of an expert that you stop gaining expertise. View life as a continuous learning experience, unquote. Personal development has a great effect on your performance and output. If you are learning and growing every day, your mind is like a good bank account that is compounding interest. If you are stagnating, it is like credit card debt compounding against you. Even if you went to college and pursued various degrees, that education will eventually become obsolete if you don't stay on top of the latest research and developments. Imagine if a medical surgeon never took the time to learn after medical school. The world is changing and growing too fast just to sit back and think a degree makes you educated. If you're not learning, you are mentally deteriorating. And if you don't take charge of your learning, who will? Remember that you don't get paid for how hard you work. You get paid for results. Realize that learning opportunities won't just appear on your doorstep. You must seek them out and put yourself in situations where you can learn and absorb. You must discipline yourself to find ways to expand your mind. For example, maybe you're afraid how to use a computer or learn about the stock market. Learn about it. Get a computer and use it. If you don't know anything about something, get the training, invest the time, learn about it. Stop making excuses. That is a formula of great persuaders. Many of us know what we want, but we still don't take the necessary steps to get it, even when we want it very badly. We often give ourselves as many hoops to jump through as possible to put off the most painful or difficult steps. We desperately want to achieve our goals and dreams, and yet we use avoidance behavior to protect ourselves from irrational fears. We all want the perks without paying the price. We want to improve circumstances without improving ourselves. We live each day waiting and dreaming and hoping for the stars to line up in our favor. If this describes you, it's time to take a long, serious look in the mirror. That day will never come while you are waiting. It will only come if you bite the bullet and do what has to be done. I love what Richard Taylor, author of Disciplined Life, has to say about this. Quote, "Ambition will never be realized, even when it is within the range of one's natural endowment, unless its possessor disciplines himself through training, sacrifice, restrictions, inconvenience, and consecrated application which its realization may demand." Unquote. Jim Rohn, one of America's greatest speakers, one of my early mentors, taught me a powerful lesson about accountability. When I first met him, I was sitting at the dinner table with 10 other people. I grabbed a seat near him, just wanting to listen to his words of wisdom. A lull in the conversation arose, and I was caught off guard when he turned and asked me about my goals, dreams, and aspirations. In response, I began to talk about many of the roadblocks I had experienced in my pursuit of success. I listed all the reasons I wasn't able to achieve my goals and dreams. I let him know who was to blame and insisted that none of it was my fault. I thought I'd made a pretty good case for myself, and then the hammer dropped. Jim looked at me and said, "Kurt, for things to change, you must change. And for things to get better, you must get better." That brief moment changed my life forever. It was then that I realized that everything I want in life would be driven by personal change. I also realized that no matter what the excuse was, good or bad, it would not produce results. Top performers know that change is the key to both their success and their ability to persuade others. When we understand how to change, we can help others change. However, many times we fiercely resist change, and helping others change is a large part of persuasion. Why is this resistance so often present? We can only become who we want to become through change. What we do or do not experience financially, spiritually, or physically depends on whether or not we are willing to make changes. In spite of this knowledge, we still often wallow in our comfort zone. Even when achievement sits on our doorstep, we're still too uncomfortable to make the adjustment. Sometimes people are actually afraid of being too successful. To be brilliant or amazing might actually be a scary proposition. As success comes into sight, you might feel a lot of responsibility weighing down on you. So how successful should you be? How healthy should you be? How wealthy should you be? How strong should your relationships be? Consider this powerful quote from Marianne Williamson. Quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us." In spite of the greatness that lies within us, we often program ourselves to do the least amount possible to get by. That is, we often do only what is necessary to survive. I see this tendency with my students at the local university all the time. The mentality is, what's the least amount of work I can do to pass this class? We see symptoms of the same mental laziness, lack of progress, and resistance to change in the workplace. What is the least amount of work I can do to get a paycheck and not get fired? We will never find happiness in this lethargic mindset, and as a result, our soul starts to rust. We are often discouraged by not seeing results fast enough, particularly after we've exerted a lot of good, hard effort. Remember, we want the quick fix, the easy way out. However, this is not how life works. If it takes someone a year to lose 20 pounds, why does someone else think he can lose the same amount in a couple of weeks? This principle also applies in reverse. We may not realize how far off course we've gotten until years have flown by. For example, poor dietary habits. We know that junk food is not good for us, and yet we deceive ourselves with, hey, nothing bad happened today after I ate that supersized order of fries. The consequences of consistently unhealthy intake will take time, maybe even years or decades, to show up in a really obvious way. In the meantime, however, the instant gratification of a fast-tasty meal now empowers concerns about the future, but in the moment they seem immaterial. Imagine if every time you ate at a fast food restaurant, the consequences were immediate. You took a bite, and whoop, you felt a new bulge near your midsection. If that were the case, it wouldn't take long before you changed your ways. As you see, there are a myriad of excuses one could come up with to put off a personal development program. Can you identify with any of these excuses I hear all the time? Oh, the company should pay for it. And the big one, I can't afford it. No, that's why you can't afford it, is that you're not investing in your personal development. Oh, I don't have the time. It's hard just enough to get by. I can find a better way. It's really just luck. Oh, my job is so specialized that no one can help me. I didn't know these programs existed. It's too overwhelming. I wouldn't know where to begin. Oh, I don't want to ask for help. I'd be embarrassed to admit my weakness. I just don't care. I could figure it out on my own. I don't want to be pushy or make a nuisance of myself. The person I want to mentor me is too busy. Remember, we don't want excuses. We want results. Another aspect of great persuaders is the ability to bounce, not to break. As Confucius said, quote, "The gem cannot be polished without friction, nor the man without trials," unquote. Another aspect of personal development is how you handle obstacles, challenges, and setbacks. Great persuaders are able to bounce back in the face of obstacles. When these defining moments hit, they will give you constant mental pain or help you tap into your passion. It doesn't matter who you are, you will be tested. Ask yourself this question: will I pass this test, or will I fail and have to end up repeating it? We have to remember that these experiences prepare us and strengthen us. Everything that happens in your life entails a lesson. No matter how pointless it might seem, there is always something to be learned from your problems. How you look at challenges will dictate whether you enjoy life or merely endure it. Does your life give you excuses or give you power? Do you fall into self-pity or do you develop self-mastery? Helen Keller said it best, quote, "Self-pity is our worst enemy, and if we yield to it, we never do anything wise in the world," unquote. And one more quote from Napoleon Hill says, quote, "Opportunity often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat," unquote. So in conclusion, if you haven't already, I'd say now is the time to take a careful look at your personal development program. Are there ways it can be enhanced? Every day you're either learning or deteriorating. You're either closer to or farther away from your goals. Learn to model the best in your field. Find those who excel in your industry and benchmark what will work for you. Pay the price to become an expert in your field. Don't settle for mediocrity. Change the things in your life that are holding you back. Practice your skills every day. Learn from your setbacks and mistakes. After every persuasive encounter, ask yourself what you did well and what you could do better. If you are not successful, make sure you understand why. Your personal development is like that car we've been talking about. You must take care of the car. Every 3,000 miles, you need to change the oil. Most persuaders never change the oil to their car. That's your personal development. And eventually, their engine to success will seize up and stop running. Go to the seminars, buy the books, find a coach, and get the audios for your car. Pat yourself on the back for listening to these audios. Educate yourself. Remember to judge not by the cost of the program, but by the return on your investment. I have heard many of the very best persuaders say that it was a seminar or a mentor that changed their lives. I remember being invited to a seminar that cost $6,000. At first, I thought it was too expensive. But then I saw that none of the top producers hesitated even briefly in signing up. The average persuaders were saying, well, it's because they have money. No, it's because it makes them money. I changed my mindset and went to the seminar. The decision ended up in changing my skills, my income, and my life. The question is not what does it cost, but rather what will it cost me if I don't go? Personal development is the key to a successful future. So let's finish up with the fable. The frog and the ox. Oh, father, said the little frog to the big frog sitting on the side of the pond. I have seen such a terrible monster. It was big as a mountain, with horns on its head and long tail and hoofs divided in two. Hush, child, hush, said the old frog. That was only Farmer White's ox. It isn't so big either. He may be a little bit taller than I am, but I could easily make myself quite as broad. Just you see. So he blew himself out and blew himself out and blew himself out. Was he as big as that? Asked the father. Oh, much bigger than that, said the young frog. Again, the old one blew himself out and asked the young one if the ox was as big as that. Bigger, father, bigger, was the reply. So the frog took a deep breath and blew and blew and blew and swelled and swelled and swelled. And then he said, I'm sure the ox is not as big as... But at that moment, he burst. What's the meaning? Self-conceit, denial, and blame about your current situation and lack of personal development will lead to self-destruction.